Okay, Donna, Donna, Adamic, ADAA, as in David, AMICK, 4973. Today is 7:15. Chief complaint, my diarrhea is back. Number two, I have dizziness. Number four, I was seen in an emergency room. They referred me to ENT. Number five, the ENT saw me and once with the neurologist. Number six, my dizziness changes with position. Number seven, they never call me with a sleep apnea. Number eight, I'm tired all the time. Number nine, I need a copy of my blood work. Number 10, I'm having vaginal bleeding. Number 11, patient last CT or MRI was years ago.
Ma'am, do you have the rest of her stuff?
Next, our patient is a rather obese 49-year-old woman, works as a HR person at the Lone Star College here in Conroe, Texas. She comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems. She needs an MRI. She needs an MRI. She needs a referral to neurologist. She feels dizzy. When she was at a family reunion, she went to the emergency room in Lampass, Lampass, Texas, where they gave her some Neclizine and nothing else for her dizziness. Here at New Paragraph, patient also has an appointment to see an ophthalmologist and to see her OB/GYN because of continual vaginal bleed. Maintenance mammogram 821. Colonoscopy was done a few years ago, even though she has no family history of colon cancer. She's 49 years old. Family history is positive for coronary artery disease, prostate cancer, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. COVID immunization up to date times 3, allergy cortisone, but she can take Medrol dose back and as she has many times in the past. Surgery, cholecystectomy, ovarian cyst, medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, migraine headaches, medication, Dexilant. Thank you, dear. 30 milligram one today. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She continues to have periods at this time related to her vaginal bleeding, related to her dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Last of the blood test, 7 or earlier in May, was within normal limits. Hemoglobin A1C was slightly elevated at 6.4. Patient was started on metformin, but she never got it because she thought it would cause problems. Review of the records indicates that one time she was referred to ENT for her dizziness, but after she took the Medrol dose back, her dizziness went away, period. Today, on exam, a review of system as above, on exam, she weighs 297 pounds, went down 5 pounds, 97%, 98, 60, 95, 147 over 75. Heart positive, home positive, 2, distant heart sounds, lungs are clear, abdomen obese, neck shows, neck is obese, but no significant lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash, coronary mucosal with lesion, lower extremity shows a 1 to 2 plus edema, positive pulses. Assessment number one, as far as her headache is, dizziness is concerned, there is some association with headache. She definitely needs an eye exam. That has been scheduled. Number two, has seen the ENT. Number three, patient needs an MRI per ENT's recommendation. We'll order MRI and MRA with family history of brain aneurysm. Next number, we'll see a neurologist after the MRI is completed. Next number, we'll treat the dizziness today with Decadron 8 milligram plus Medrol dose pack. Next number, continue with Meclizine as needed. Next number, recommend taking her metformin to help her lose weight because of A1C was 6.4. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, lower extremity edema, multifactorial thyroid within normal limits. I suspect related to sleep apnea. Next number, cannot rule out pseudotumor cerebri. In this woman with her obesity and other issues, but I believe since there's very little headache and mostly it's dizziness that's causing her problem, I suspect this is benign positional vertigo. Next number, I can make her have the same dizziness that she's having by changing position. Hence, positive APPLY, A-P-P-L-Y test. Next number, we looked at her legs because of the swelling. No sign of DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, we looked at her abdomen because of chronic pain and diarrhea. Patient has had a cholecystectomy. The abdominal ultrasound was within normal limits except for fatty liver. Patient has one time was started on cholestyramine but never got it filled. I gave her a prescription for cholestyramine once again for post for diarrhea, most likely related to patient's cholecystectomy. Next number, caught an ultrasound within normal limits and with face of vertigo, of course. Next number, MRI and MRA ordered, as I mentioned. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is reviewed. No sign of uterine tumor and or mass noted in face of bleeding. Next number, renal vascular, no evidence of renal vascular disease noted. Next number, thyroid within normal limits, which was evaluated because of patient's edema. Next number, patient was sent home with a Medrol dose pack, a cholestyramine prescription, MRI, MRA, as well as to have sleep apnea studied on ASAP, and metformin prescription, as well as a Medrol dose pack, as was delineated above. Above was discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Next number is call me next week regarding dizziness. Next number, come and see us in 2 weeks. Next number, if we need to, we'll refer to a neurologist at that time. Patient is agreeable with this plan. Thank you.